Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time, the Babysitter's Club.
Hi.
And why?
Nope.
What are we doing?
We're doing Babysitter's Club.
What is this?
I was going to say, and welcome. You want to do that?
Classic. Throwback.
Yeah. Should we try it?
It's like fucking Crystal Pepsi in here.
You could even come in on one of the clubs with me if you want.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
And welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Club.
Nailed it. My name is Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And every week we read a classic novel by the Princess or the Prince of Towns.
Mother of Clocks.
Bane of Bats.
Stormborn. Princess of the Prince of Towns, you already said?
Yep, I did say that. She is the Princess of the Prince of Towns because she's from Princeton. She's got a lot of other accolades that she's kind of developed over the years.
Right. Author of The Babysitter's Club.
Yep. Princess Anne Matthews Martin.
Anne M. Martin. Anne Matthews Martin.
Yes.
And Jack, you said each week we read a book.
Yes.
That's not always true, is it?
No, it's not. Is it? No, it's not.
Some weeks we watch a piece of media.
That sometimes we've done that, haven't we? We watched a movie.
Watched some TV shows. Played the CD-ROM.
Yeah. Yep.
And this week, I think we're going to expand our minds and our horizons even further because we're branching out of media and we're branching out into something entirely new and different.
Yeah. In the past, we have only dealt with the senses, a few of our senses. We dealt with our sight.
We've only dealt with senses that can be found on our heads.
Yes, that's right. The head senses, as they call them, the eye ones, the smelling the books, when we smell the books, listening to the audiobooks.
Yep,
and talking about the CD-ROM.
But there's some notable senses that we've have yet to engage on this
podcast.
There's
a big one, isn't there?
There is the sixth sense.
Yes.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. And we haven't done much of that. Maybe that's for another episode.
Done a ton, but we've done a little, I would
say. A little bit, yes. We have done the sixth sense. Yeah.
But then there's the fifth sense. Umami.
Umami. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's sort of that very like
it's when you say,
rich savory taste.
Ooh, mommy, I want to touch that.
Ooh, mommy, I want to touch that.
Ooh, mommy, I want to touch that. We're going to be using our hands today a little bit, aren't we?
It's a tactile, and it's troubling that we are going to be, it's a very tactile episode, and it's also going to be a very visual episode.
Yes.
And it's an audio medium.
Yes.
So
let's dive in.
Should we like stream this on like Twitch? We get on Twitch?
It's too. And I wish we could get on Twitch.
We should have done that.
It's probably too late because I feel like
please request record permission from the meeting host is what I clicked when I clicked record to see if maybe I can get some video footage.
Okay. Do you want me to do it?
It says I'm not allowed to.
Oh, so what Zoom was saying was they didn't pop anything up. To me, they were just like, hey, Tanner, you need to like verbally ask permission from Jack to record this.
Have Jack do it.
Do you want me to record it?
I don't know. I just feel like.
Why not? I'm recording the whole thing.
The video too?
I assume, yeah. I think it takes video. Yeah, it always takes video.
Okay.
That seems great. I hope that doesn't...
I should probably close my closet that's full of dirty clothes.
Oh, I think it looks great. Wow, look at this. Right in my fucking Zoom room. Oh, wow, that looks great, Tanner.
It was actually really hard to close the closet.
It actually looks a little...
There was a bunch of dirty clothes on the ground, too.
And you, I could see that you used the tried and true technique of just, like, kicking the door a bunch of times rather than, like... bending down to move the dirty clothes out of the way.
Jamie's weighted blanket is in the way. And it's heavy.
What we're doing today is we're playing with the dolls, isn't it?
We're going to do some experimentation with dolls.
We're going to experiment with some dolls. Here's what I think. Here's how I think this should work. And I think we should spend a lot of time talking about how this should work. So I don't want you to think that this is how it has to work.
What am I drinking?
What are you having? You a margarita? Looks like a margarita.
Margarita, baby.
That's pretty awesome. Tanner has a thermos of margarita.
Well, we got Mexican food last night. Uh-huh. It made me very sick.
Okay, perfect.
But I ordered a marg from...
Uh-huh.
Bleep that. That's triangulating.
Yeah.
The marg... I ordered a marg. I was like, it's going to be a marg, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
They sent a fucking quart of margarita.
Hell yeah.
So I drank one last night and saved the rest. And then I just ground it up with some ice in this Nutribullet. The wow. Great thing about a Nutribullet, and they're not okay. paying us, is you can just pop this cap on it, drink right out of it, baby.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I'm having a glass of wine.
It's a blender.
What we're going to do is we're going to play with the dolls. What I think we should do is, here's what I think we should do. We should talk about okay. the dolls. We'll talk yep. about the dolls. And then we'll take a break
okay.
at the normal place, and then we play with the dolls. That's what I think.
Okay. And you think that's...
I think we want to build some excitement.
I'm all for building excitement. My worry is playing with the dolls.
That's my worry, too. Yeah.
We could talk about the dolls.
Yeah.
And then drown the dolls.
Then we could drown the dolls. Okay, so okay.
I'll also be clear with my intentions for the dolls when we're done with this episode.
Yeah.
Give them to my son.
Yes.
To play with.
Unless we end up drowning. So
right.
okay, so you've immediately raised the first and possibly the biggest issue.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. We have for the last at least year, if not two, been, I would say, the world's biggest advocates.
I would say three.
And activists. Let's say three. For the last 3 years, you and I have been the world's biggest activists around the idea that everyone in America
mm-hmm.
should drown their fucking dolls.
I would say the world.
And the world. And you should drown your dolls.
I think dolls are very popular in places like Western Europe, like Germany, France, yeah. Spain.
I'm going to go ahead and say we were the first to say it. As crazy as that sounds, two bumpkins... like you and me, we were the fucking first voices out there.
I'm going to go to Google.
Exhorting
trends.
People to drown their dolls. Okay, yeah.
Google
look.
Trends.
Okay.
Okay. Let's look up the search term.
What does it say?
It's loading, Jack. Be patient. Okay. Enter a search term okay. topic. I'm going to do drown your dolls.
Dolls. What's the what's
past
the verdict?
12 months. Let me extend that out. 2004 to present.
Yes, perfect. Pretty high volume.
Well, it says interest over time.
Mm-hmm.
And it says your search doesn't have enough data.
Hmm. Feels like someone's trying to suppress it because we've been waging a very effective campaign for at least 3 years.
Doesn't appear to be any interest.
Okay.
How about this? I'm going to compare two search terms. I'm going to compare dolls.
Yeah. And drowning.
And I'm going to compare drowning.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Look at this.
What do you see?
I'm going to share my screen.
Perfect. That's great. This is great.
Can you see that?
Okay, that's very interesting. That's an interesting chart.
The blue line is dolls.
Yeah.
And we can see that around 2009, 2010,
mm-hmm.
dolls kind of hit an all-time
low. A real nadir. Yeah.
And then around June of 2017.
June 10th, 2017.
Drowning takes a big spike. And
almost, it's for the first and only time it meets with dolls.
Yep.
Okay. And that's us.
Is that just about when?
That's when, and it looks like that the drowning meets up with the dolls, which is what we're suggesting. And that's right. How data science works.
And that's just about when we like really popularized the
okay.
term.
So we've been the biggest, we've been the, out in front of this. And I am, I guess all I'm saying is that West Virginia is the biggest state for dolls is something that Tanner is pointing out. And Hawaii is the biggest state for drowning. And I think I know why that is the case. And it's probably sad. Okay, now we're looking at drowning search terms that I'm just not thrilled about.
We're back.
What I would like to suggest, what I would like to apologize for,
okay,
is that we've been telling
apology,
everybody
right out of the gate.
We've been telling everybody to drown their dolls, and now we're actively, at least for the foreseeable future, now dangerously not doing that. We procured some dolls, and I think we're gonna play with them, right?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You ever hear the expression, you gotta, if you want to drown some dolls, you gotta play with a few dolls?
Today, yes, I have heard that.
It's a pretty popular expression. And
yeah.
Like the point is like,
you gotta play with a few dolls if you're gonna,
if you want to achieve your goals.
Right.
You might have to like, do a little harm.
Gotcha.
If you want to do good in the world, you gotta do a little harm.
Right.
First.
Yeah.
So I think you can't drown a doll. Unless you got a doll. And
okay.
We got dolls.
And we got, do we have two or four?
We have four collectively. We have
each.
Two each.
So let's talk about these dolls.
Okay.
Can I tell you about my boy first?
Yeah. One sec. I'm texting my dad.
Why?
He's concerned about me.
Okay. He's like, saw your tweet.
I guess we should talk. We should just address it, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Because it frees us up, doesn't it?
It frees us up in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I was furloughed from my job at Major Media Company today.
Yeah.
And I think Jack was laid off from the Major Media Company about a year and a half ago.
I've always been a little bit of a trendsetter, and I've always been like kind of ahead of the game when it comes to you and me.
And I think what that means is we're finally free to reveal...
Yeah.
What major media company has been this entire time? I'm sorry that we've been so cagey about it. You know, we were just protecting our own self-interest and protecting
a big
company.
Secret. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're freed from that. I was thinking we could count to three and then just say it. Just like it cathartically just say what it is.
Okay.
Should we do that?
Yeah. Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
After three.
Okay.
One.
Two, three,
New York Review of
Info
Books.
InfoWars. What? What did you say?
New York Review of Books. And I guess it's the InfoWars subsection.
Okay, yes. And it's the part of New York Review for Books that talks about...
About QAnon
InfoWars.
And
yep.
supplements.
Gay
and...
frogs. Hot blood.
we've been content creators for newyorkreviewofbooks.com/infowars reviewing, basically doing very academic and high-minded reviews of books about lizard people for the most part.
And I've been writing lots of like fun personality quizzes like which Democratic demon are you?
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of listicles, like the 25 gayest frogs.
I've done a few great quizzes myself, make a nice sandwich and we'll tell you how many children Hillary Clinton killed today.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah.
And I did one called "Which Deep State Should You Actually Live In?"
One of the most important, I think it's the biggest, highest trafficked post ever created by New York Review of Books.com/InfoWars. Please do visit it. We still have a lot of stock.
So that's why my dad was texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, how's America going to learn about the fucking lizard people? It's important work, and it's and what's important to me is that it's like very high minded and academic, and of course you are mostly attracted to the conspiracies.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
together yeah. It's unstoppable.
Yep,
and that's what makes us work.
It is stoppable, and they did stop it.
And they did stop it, and they have stopped it, and they stopped us both, didn't they?
Yeah, it took a while, but they got us both finally.
Yep,
like two beautiful gazelles swinging across the savannah. And one of us was a little more old, a little more sickly.
Yeah.
He went down first.
Yeah.
But the mighty lioness
kept chasing. Still hungry. Was
stronger, more graceful gazelle, but she eventually got him.
Yeah.
And actually, she's toying with him because he's just furloughed. So. But,
yeah. The joke's on her because she's going to get sick from our meat, isn't she?
It's poisonous.
So congratulations to both of us for that. Now we have a lot more free time to play with dolls, don't we?
Yes, and that's why we bought dolls.
And but I was going to tell you about my boy. Can I tell you about my boy briefly before we play with these dolls? Yesterday, I've never been more proud, actually.
Okay.
Because yesterday, I woke Cyril up, changed him into his daytime PJs, because that's the world that we live in now. Which are, for people who are asking, because people are going to be curious, the same as his nighttime PJs, and he just wears the same PJs every day, during day and night.
You want to know what the distinction is for us?
What?
PJs have feet.
Oh, interesting.
Outfits do not have, built-in feet.
Well, the ones with feet were really fraught for him. He was like, I can't see my feet!
Okay, and that is important for him.
Yeah. But, changed him to his daytime PJs, and then I was like, all right, Cyril.
He's going to grow up to be like a Reddit atheist.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's in the cards.
He just doesn't believe in faith. He needs to be able to see it, touch it, feel it, to believe in it.
He's very tactile, and that's important because today is our first tactile episode, isn't it? For our first Tanner showing me his hands. No, I want you to stop playing with whatever that is. We're going to play with dolls later, but okay, guess how loud it is. Yeah, that's how loud it is. Find something soft to play with. Can I tell you about the child? Okay, it's a doll. We're going to... Let me tell you... The sooner you let me tell you about my fucking child, the sooner we can talk about these goddamn dolls.
Okay.
Put him in his fucking PJs, gave him his breakfast, and then I said, Cyril, what do you want to do today? And he said, I'm not Cyril. My name is Bertram.
Okay. So... Your son.
Well, he actually said Bertram.
His vessel, the vessel that is your son.
Yeah.
Has been taken over by the late Bertram Russell.
It's Bertrand Russell.
Known.
And it's Bertram.
Christian.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I guess Cyril speaks with enough of a mealy mouth that he could have been saying Bertrand.
Bertrand.
I'm not sure he'd be able to make the distinction. Bertram to me was Bertie Wooster. From P.G. Woodhouse.
Yeah.
But anyway, the last couple of days, he has kept up this charade and insists on being called Bertram.
Okay.
And which I like, and I've acquiesced in that. But the reason I'm proud is that I would have thought that at 2.5 years old, he didn't have context for this. But he does seem to have chosen as his alter ego another stodgy... antiquated British like Victorian like old man's name.
Call me CS.
Like, he's not like, I want to be called Mark or Tanner,
right?
He wants to be called Bertram. And like, where the fuck did he even get that from? That's not a name.
Miles, Miles is still non-verbal, but he does know his name and he knows his nickname, Coco.
Okay, that's cute.
And he hasn't acted out against either of those yet, but I'm looking forward to when he does, and I'm very curious. I wonder if he'll pick another Spider-Man character.
Oh, okay.
He'd be like, no, call me Peter Parker. It's like,
that's
no.
Fun. Call me Venom.
Or he'll pick another Sonic the Hedgehog character.
That's cute.
He'll be like, call me Knuckles. Or he'll pick another BSC Ghostwriter. And he'll say, call me Sweet Pete.
Call me Sweet Pete. Call me Meat Pete, for God's sake.
Or he'll pick another... engineer from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Call me... Because
that's the fourth thing he's named after, Miles O'Brien.
Geordi.
Right.
Call me Scotty. Tanner, this has been Dad Talk. And now it's Doll Talk. And it's for okay. real. Let's open these
and
dolls.
Is there I've some been... kind of like, is there like ceremony or is there something we need to do to prepare ourselves for doll talk?
Well, you lit a candle, right?
I lit a candle.
I've drunk a couple pretty hefty glasses of red wine. And I'm very excited about these dolls. So Tanner and I went on eBay.
Yep.
And we purchased these. We each felt that we could afford one doll each.
That's what we thought we could afford, but we also decided that we would spare no expense.
Right.
To bring Baby Nation the tactile doll content they
right.
desired.
That they need.
And we thought, well, money is no object.
Right.
The fact that we're both out of work, be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Both relying on the income of this podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just buy two dolls each.
Let's buy two dolls each. But the two dolls, the way that these ones arrive is they got another doll.
Yes, and I don't know if that's true. I've never owned a doll before, I'll admit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true for all dolls. When you buy, and maybe Baby Nation, you can clarify.
Yeah.
When you buy a doll, does it always come with a baby doll as well?
Well, so mine has come, each of the dolls has come with a halfling.
Yes.
That's
and
exactly,
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true for all dolls. It might be.
Maybe. I mean, maybe that's how they multiply.
They always include like their
maybe they multiply
progeny.
In the box, right? Like they pack them with just the one, and then they spawn this sort of like halfling creature.
Right. Except I think 1991 Remco toys. It
yeah.
means that they reproduce at a startlingly slow pace.
Oh, so you think
doll
that that's...
is almost 30 years old.
Okay. So you think that what's happened is that when this... So I got this one that's called Claudia. And when it was originally packaged, it was just Claudia. But that was more than 30 years ago. And so
right.
in the time that it's been in the package, it like Claudia's grown up and she's had this child.
Right.
Or spawned a halfling. And then they've added the name Jenny to it. It's Claudia and Jenny. Oh, it's Jenny Prezioso.
Oh, Jenny Prezioso is kind of a good get.
That's
I'm going to say this.
Get. Yeah.
You and I kind of divvied up who would get what dolls.
Yeah, and you called all the dibs.
I called
but
all
I
the
feel
dibs, and I got my two favorite BSC characters. But I also feel very, very good about the little doll that I got in each package.
Okay, let's talk about it.
The two dolls... I got.
Yeah.
Are Chrissy
mm-hmm.
and Dawn.
Good gets.
And the two dolls that they came packaged with are Karen Brewer.
That's fucking huge. Can I guess who came with Dawn?
Look at Karen.
Okay. That's Karen, all right. She's like, oh, because Chrissy's so short. Karen's like
yeah.
Almost at shoulder height for Chrissy, which is like, my Jenny is way shorter than Claudia. So that's fucking realism.
Yeah.
Who would come with Dawn? Is it Jackie Radowski? Fuck. It's Dawn and Jackie. Shit, yes, dude. That's fucking scary. Isn't that scary to you?
No, this is the best one. This is the best get in the game.
Dawn and Jackie is a good get. For me, like, the fact that I got Claudia, it, to me, like, here's my thing. Can I tell you my logic? Because you ended up with a better get. You ended up with a better pull. My logic is, I don't know how to play with dolls.
Right.
I bet a big part of it is dressing them up and like playing with their clothes and putting their different clothes on and brushing their hair and shit. If I'm going to be in a situation where I've only got one doll and the only thing I can do is fucking like talk about her outfits and shit, I want Claudia 10 times out of 10 for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Christy's pretty bad for that, right? Because she
yeah.
only wears one outfit. And I guess she's in it. It looks like it almost sort of looks like a kimono or like a, maybe
yeah,
like a karate outfit.
So why is Chrissy not wearing her, like Chrissy's Crushers outfit? She looks like she's wearing like a, like the kind of kimono that you would get like free at like an upscale hotel. Like the Mandarin Hong Kong. It's like hanging on the door, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why she's in this outfit.
Can I tell you something
sense.
About this outfit? Can I show you my Jenny Prezioso?
Yeah.
She's wearing like a Harlequin outfit.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I like Claudia's bold vest too, actually.
Claudia looks great, man. She's got a cool blue waistcoat. She's got purple, it looks like sweat or like athleisure.
Yeah.
And she's got this like Jamiroquai hat on.
I love that.
And
when we do finally get her out of the package, I would love to see her do some Jamiroquai. Like,
can I? Okay, and can I sing Virtual Insanity?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're... Can I sing to her that she's my cosmic girl?
Yeah.
This is going to be good. Okay. So this is what I'm talking about, building anticipation, because I think it's going to be pretty fun to play with them. We haven't even taken them out of the package yet.
There's a number of accessories, too.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of stuff floating around in this package, and there's clear, like, indications on the side of the packages here, where it's like, this stuff was clearly, like, taped to the side of the package, and it all fell out, and it's, like, free and loose now.
Yeah, my one, so my my packages, you know, they came on eBay, so we don't know what happened to them in the rest of their lives. My Claudia, that's what Mimi says. Oof. Now I know, Tanner, now I know what Mimi says. My Claudia, I can say that. My Claudia.
Now you can say it.
Now I can say it, and I mean it. That's pretty big, right? But my Claudia seems like she arrived the way that she was intended to. She has this little pamphlet that's like stuck into the side neatly next to her. My Stacy, someone put her in a fucking body bag with Charlotte. Can you see that she's
she's like...
I don't know if that's how Scholastic or Remco wanted to do it.
They're trying to contain her.
But they did put her in a body bag. But there's cool stuff inside that's like a Babysitter's Club pamphlet. So let's open these fucking dolls, for God's
sake. Let's not open them yet. I want to describe a little bit of what we're dealing with here.
Okay.
Which is, we're dealing with, I would say, 8-inch dolls.
Each
of which comes with a smaller, like, 6-inch doll.
The halfling of themselves.
Yes. They're Babysitter's Club dolls. They're manufactured by the company Remco.
Remco
Toys Incorporated.
Yeah.
They're produced in 1991.
So it's the first batch of BSC dolls. I know from some research that Kenner did a later 90s version of the dolls, but we're purists, and this is like the first real BSC dolls. This is the real shit.
We got them in package. For the most part, Jax had some additional packaging thrown in. Mine here has a price tag, an original price tag.
Oh, that's nice.
They were originally $19.99, but the person who purchased this got it on sale for $7.99.
Wow, and then they sold it to you for like $24, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge
win for them.
Gain for them, yeah.
They must be pickers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's totally what the pickers do. They try to get something for half price and then sell for double price.
Yeah.
I got Christy and Dawn, as discussed.
Mm-hmm.
The back of the box is beautiful, and I can't wait to preserve these boxes. It's kind of got little portraits of each of the babysitters. It does a little expose on each of them. For instance, Christy's favorite lunch is peanut butter and jelly.
That's uninteresting to me, but yeah. It says their likes and dislikes. But this is all shit we know. It also says, in a way that makes me feel good, that by purchasing this item, we have benefited children, education, and literacy programs, and the homeless. I think that was true when we played the CD-ROM, too, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty big for us. Like, because for me, I just wanted to play with some fucking dolls. But
it's also missing that Oxford comma in the same notable way.
Yeah.
We're benefiting children, education, and literacy programs.
And the homeless. Yeah. So that's interesting. But I'm down for that. I'm not going to turn my nose up at... If I could play with some dolls with my best bud and at the same time benefit children and the homeless,
fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. That's just gravy for me.
These look great. I can't wait to crack into this and start.
And it says America's favorite girls, doesn't it? And is that true?
Are they my favorite girls?
I think so.
Yeah,
my favorite girls. I'm an American.
Maybe if I had a daughter instead of a son, I would feel differently. But I have a son, and I think these are my favorite girls.
Yeah,
you know. I'm ready to crack into mine.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I do need to go to the bathroom.
Okay. we're going to take a little quick break, and then when we get back, we're going to play with these dolls.
Play with dolls.
Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. I'm looking forward to that. All right. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi all, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey. But Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick them up. Okay, we're back, and we're still about to play with dolls, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still, what you've been listening to for the last 30 minutes is two boys.
I have a question.
Who are on the verge of playing with dolls? Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay, what?
Do we want to make this a two-parter? Because I feel like there's a lot of... You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like my skin is kind of crawling, and I don't know if I'm ready to quite like tear into these dolls yet.
I think we got it. I think we just got to pull the Band-Aid off. I think and you know what? If we need to make this two-parter, we should. We got four dolls. This is a mistake. Do we read four books for one episode? No. We can barely fucking get the plot out of one.
Right.
And then we got four fucking dolls. I mean, we got total, if you count the halflings, we got eight dolls. That's too many.
God, I'm glad they're separated by several thousand miles. Can you imagine if all of these were in like one borough of New York?
Fucking horrifying. Horrifying. Okay, so I'm going to open. Here's what I want to do. I want to open my Claudia and my Jenny.
I'm going to open Christy and Karen first, I think.
Okay, so I'm opening my Claudia and my Jenny. I'm pulling out. I'm trying to keep... I don't know. I'm trying to keep the packaging kind of in good
shape.
I am
too, but they don't make it easy.
No. These dolls are hard to get out of the box. Come on, Claudia. Okay, okay.
There's so much material.
Holy shit! Dude! There's a fucking opportunity to join the Babysitter's Fan Club.
Oh, it smells. Oh, mine has a smell. Mine has a smell on it.
Mine does not. Dude, I did not see this when I was looking at the package. You see this? Did you get this? Did they give you this opportunity? Join the Babysitter's Club. Oh, you got it too. All right. I've never been this close up to Claudia. It's pretty wild.
I also have some assembly instructions.
Oh, we got to build them. Okay. Seven best friends in babysitting. What could be more fun? The Babysitter's Club. Now read about your doll's exciting adventures in the Babysitter's Club. Okay, Tanner, can I read you this again?
Yeah.
Now read about your doll's exciting adventures in the Babysitter's Club books by Anne M. Martin. So these are the dolls they're fucking talking about. That's horrifying.
The girls were the dolls?
No, I think they're saying that the doll, these dolls are in the books. The girls are the girls. But this doesn't say, now read about the girls that your dolls are based on. It says, read about your doll's adventures in the Babysitter's Club books.
I'm curious what the inside of yours says, because the inside of mine says, it all started with Christie's great idea, and yeah, this is a Christie doll.
That's what my one says, too.
Oh, it doesn't say, like, it all started with Claudia's closet or something like that?
You'd think it would have.
You would think it would have.
And my one goes up to number 47.
Guess who took every opportunity to put their branding all over this shit?
Fucking Scholastic. Okay, so this one's got...
Okay.
It's got
here's,
just
here's what mine comes packaged with.
Yeah, same.
The mine list comes packaged with scoreboard with decal.
Yeah.
Ball. Bat.
Team Pennant. Okay. Hot dog. That's cool. Okay, so what I've got for Claudia and Jenny is cowboy boots, paint palette, pad of paper, paintbrush, scissors, glue pot, earring, and then it says plug into ears of doll.
Yeah.
And then it says
yeah.
Charge shoes.
Charge shoes with what? Like a iPhone charger?
Charge shoes. Maybe it's the shoes that I don't know what that is. Maybe that's a kind of thing. But so Claudia, my Claudia, and I can say
this
that.
Is,
you can't
this
say
is
that.
Fashion idiots.
That's what they want us to do?
I think so, cuz they're like, "Hey guys, these are called charge shoes."
They're called charge shoes. Maybe that's the type of thing. But my Claudia comes with cowboy boots. And so the charge shoes are for Jenny. I don't think I can take her boots off. Let's get her out of this fucking prison. Let's get our dolls out of their prisons.
Okay.
Tanner.
I'm going to wait to take my dolls out of the prison yet. I'm not quite sure. I do want to apply the decals to the toy, the accessories.
Okay.
And did you come with any decals?
No.
Okay, well, give me a moment, if you will, to apply these decals.
Oh, wait, maybe I do. No, I do have decals. You're right. I do have decals for the accessories.
Because I feel like we're going to want to get these accessories ready for the dolls before we birth them.
I'm going to birth my doll.
No. Do the decals first.
Okay.
Fine. And I was a little worried that the decals would be unsticky after 30 years in a package, but they seem
They're
fine.
They're killing it? Okay, fine. Let's get the decals on.
Okay, I've applied the decal to the scoreboard. The Crushers are winning against the Bart Bashers 7-6.
That's what the scoreboard is? God, trapped in amber, huh? That seems unlikely, too. Bart's Bashers are a bunch of older kids.
Okay. And then I'm going to be sitting over here waving my pennant for Christie's Crushers, as you can see.
That's great. That was worth it. Okay.
And while I'm waving my pennant, I'm going to be enjoying this.
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Okay, so I'm gonna apply my decals now too.
I'm a little worried about these hot dogs and baseball bat and baseball.
So
because they're obvious choking hazards for my 1-year-old son.
Yeah, that's perfect choking. Actually, you know what? I think the size of that, and I'm no parenting expert. The size of that is like it'll go right down. You know.
That's true. That'll
you
pass.
Want something a little bigger. Okay, so I'm going to put this sketch pad decal. So now Claudia's got a sketch pad. You see this?
Oh, nice.
That's rad. And then I'm also going to put this paint palette decal for her.
Ooh, this has got a smell coming off of it. I think this came from a smoker's home.
Okay, that's worrying. Okay, now we got this sketch pad. You see the sketch pad?
It stinks. It just fell off. What the heck is this? Ugh.
Ugh. There's a decal for the glue. I don't know
Something fell out. Oh, what is this? Something fell out of my package, and I can't tell what it is.
I can't see
it's
it.
It's got a long hair coming out of it.
I don't know.
You see that hair?
I think that's a cap, baseball cap. And that's supposed to go around her little chin.
What?
That's a Crushers cap.
It's a baseball cap.
Yeah.
It's a little baseball cap. Look at that.
And it's got a haircut. Sorry, I'm bending down. It's got a hair coming out of it because somebody already put it on Christie's fucking head.
Okay, I'm going to work on disentangling my dolls here. They're locked in pretty tight. Someone did not want these things getting off this cardboard.
Let's birth these fuckers, man.
I'm really surprised at the integrity of these decals.
Yeah, they're pretty
way clear. To go, Remco.
Remco went out of business shortly after these were released.
Really? Probably because they spent so much fucking money on adhesives.
Yeah, these dolls are not easy to birth. Claudia's hair is fucking insane. It goes all the way down past her butt.
Is that true of the Claudia from the books?
Yeah, no, I was just reading. I was actually just reading a section from a chapter two.
Look at Christy's hair.
What's up with her hair? Okay, I'm worried about Christy. She would never wear her hair like that, and it's also way too long. That's not Christy.
She's got like a fucking like severe cut. She looks like she's in like Dion Ford.
Can I run? She does look like she's in Dion Ford. Can I run an idea past you?
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that you want to do that you want to.
Ugh. I hate how fleshy they feel.
Is it fleshy?
I'm feeling her flesh and it feels fleshy. Oh.
I can't get Claudia's hair out.
Oh.
There's a lot. Someone put. Come on, Claude. You can do it. She's like, see how she's like trapped by her hair?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
it's like some kind of like hair prison.
It's very hard to get it out.
Hello, it's me, Christy.
What's Christy? Christy is fucking terrifying. Come on, Claude.
Hello.
Work with me. All right, Claudia.
Karen's got the same haircut as
Christy. Just a little bit of surgery here. This isn't going to hurt. All right, we cut our fucking Jamiroquai hat loose. And now she's free. Look at this. And look, one of the things that they did with both my Claudia doll, Tanner, can I show you this? Tanner? My Claudia doll and my Jenny doll, is they both came doing a Hitler salute.
That's weird, because both the Christy and the Karen just came, like, neutral.
Okay, yeah, my dolls and my Stacy is the same. They're all doing a Hitler salute. And that's how they came in the...
I need you to open your Stacy because I've noticed an anomaly on Karen.
Okay.
Who does Stacy come packaged with?
Stacy, obviously Charlotte, dude. Come on.
Okay. Can I show you what's on the back of this Karen? So Karen has an imprint on the back of her neck, which is not going to pick up on the video, but maybe you can see it.
Yeah. And she's got that same weird buzz cut.
Yeah, I know. It says copyright 1991... Remco, but then it says above that in very small imprinted letters. Can you read this?
Oh, what is it? No, I can't read it, but there's some like weird glyph.
It says that's the copyright symbol. It says Karen.
Yeah.
/ Charlotte.
What? That's wild. Okay.
I'm curious to see what the Charlotte doll looks like.
I'm frantically freeing. Well, right now I'm freeing my Jenny, but I'm going to free my Charlotte next.
I'm also not quite sure how this hat is supposed to fit on Christy's head. Christy's
I really want to start playing with these fucking dolls, man, but they're so hard to get out of their package.
Christy's hair is a disaster.
Okay. All right. Jenny, it's fucking typical Jenny Prezioso to hold us up for her bullshit. Okay. She's out.
Look at Christy's cool sunglasses. You remember how, you know, in the books, how it always talks about how, like, Christy wears, like, late 80s, early 90s, like, fucking neon... Jubilee sunglasses. You remember how that's like her coolest look?
She looks awesome. She looks like a 90s wine mom.
Here, look.
So Claudia's boots do come off, I think. Okay, but you want me to get Stace out. Okay. And then we can play with these dolls.
I've already started playing with mine, but I should unpack Dawn and Jackie first.
But what I was going to say about the hair, Tanner, is that I think that one of the things you want to do if you have a doll is play with and comb its hair.
I didn't. None of my guys yet have come with a comb.
But that's why Christy's hair is so fucking long, even though that's not true to life. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, Stacy, what the hell? Stacy has the coolest fucking pants of all time. Dude. Shit. Tanner, I need you to look at these fucking pants.
Yeah.
They're like, hit me. Well, this is a thing that's come up in the books where it's like, oh, Claudia's the most fashionable. Stacy's like second best. Not every day.
Oh, wow.
Look at these pants.
Those do not feel like Stacy pants.
They're fucking wild. They're like
it's a little late canon, but later in the canon, Stacey is described as wearing all black, and it's sophisticated like a New Yorker.
That's not how she rolls today. Today, she's wearing, like, it looks like a fucking Tiffany window of pants.
Yeah, it looks like Joseph and the Technicolor Amazing Technicolor.
Well, you know what else is fucking crazy? What do you notice here? Same boots.
Oh, weird.
They're wearing the same fucking boots. That would never happen. Can you imagine? They'd be furious.
Well, can you check out the back of Charlotte's neck, please?
Okay, I'm going to look at Charlotte. Okay, once I've got Charlotte out, I'll have all my dolls out. We haven't looked at all of the accessory shit.
No, we'll get into the accessories in a moment.
I'm not going to put my... Oh, my decals are already on for...
Oh, someone's... Yours are pre-played.
This one's been played with.
That, like, really hurts the value, actually.
If someone's played with it already?
Yeah. I'm noticing Jackie came out of the package like this.
Oh, he's doing that salute. Does he look troubled? He's doing the Hitler salute. Jackie's doing the Hitler salute. My Charlotte isn't. But the situation with Stacey and Charlotte is that they're like, they came to party. Like, they have like party hats and cakes and shit. So I think that they're like, they're permanently in the situation of saying goodbye to Stacey. Goodbye, Stacey, goodbye.
Oh, good. And good riddance.
And good riddance to Stacey. So it's like, if you wanted, for people who are reluctant to get a Stacey, you know, but if you, but it, like, it might put you over the edge to be like, well, I can get a Stacey and just say goodbye to her.
I am in a constant state of saying goodbye to her, which is the ideal state for Stacey.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to put together my accessories for Dawn and Jackie really quickly.
Okay. I'm looking at Charlotte's head.
The accessories that Dawn and Jackie come with are skateboard, frisbee, kite, earrings plug into ear dolls.
Okay. That's cool. It's fun to plug the earrings in.
Can you tell me about your Charlotte while I'm putting these decals on?
So here's the situation with Charlotte. Her hair goes down lower than Karen's, but I think, yeah, I can see the branding that it says, like, it looks like it says Charlotte, but the rest of her hair covers. Let's have them talk. Are we playing with them now if we have them talk to each other?
Let's not have them talk because that feels dangerous, but hold it up so I can see if it's at least the same, like, doll model.
Okay, look at it.
It looks like a vastly different... It's an entirely different doll model.
But that's movie magic. That's makeup.
Why does this say Karen Charlotte?
My one
says... it's an entirely different...
I don't know. No, Jenkins, no! Jenkins, no! Jenkins found my fucking cardboard. That shit is priceless.
I'm going to put the decals on.
Okay. I'm ready to play with these dolls.
I need to put the decals on. I just said...
Okay. So I've got...
Put in the decals.
What, you want me to not fill the airtime while you're quietly putting decals on? Did you genuinely just shush me? Okay, I haven't done a good job of describing my dolls. Claudia, waistcoat, purple pants, Jamiroquai hat. You're my cosmic girl, Claudia. That's no question.
Make her do it. Make her do it.
Okay.
If you...
Yeah. Ready? It's a... Feels like... She's coming... Virtual insanity and da da ba ba da na na is what you see. That's cool, right? Because she's like in that box. Okay, you got a skateboard.
Got a skateboard. Got the decals on it. Oh, bro, let's head down to the quad and throw a little
frisbee. Wait, who's saying that? Christy? Are we playing with the dolls now?
I think Dawn.
Oh, Dawn. Okay,
and then.
So, Stacey, can we talk about the hair a little bit? Can I show you this hair? Look at this hair on Stacey, on Stace.
It's like I'm putting a decal on a kite.
See how it's got these, like, waves down it? I think that's what a perm is. See, look at Claudia's hair versus Stacey's hair. You see how Stacey's hair has got, like, wavy, curly shit in it, but it's not actually curly. It's just wavy. It looks like it hasn't been ironed. What, you're showing me Dawn?
I'm comparing her hair to your guys' hair. Dawn had a rubber band in her hair, but it was so old that it...
Claudia has tape on her head in a way that I don't really want her to. But I think her hat's not supposed to come off. It's worrying what they've done to Claudia's hat.
Well, I'm trying to count the number of ear holes Dawn has.
Claude only has one. And it looks like her ear is infected because it's like blue. You see how it's blue?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Dawn only has two ear holes, one in each ear, which is not true of Dawn.
Should we write him a letter?
I guess we should write him a letter.
Okay, so Claudia has tape in her hair, which I don't love.
I'm actually going to give Jackie Christie's Crusher's hat because it doesn't fit on Christie's head. But Jackie is a crusher.
Okay, I have fully freed Claudia. I'm going to comb her hair.
It looks like shit. Look at that. It's like fucking fraying.
It looks cool. Actually, from my end, and maybe it's just the video, but like it looks pretty cool. I'm going to comb Claudia's hair.
Are you cool with that? Yeah, I'm going to give Jackie a hot dog and see what kind of antics he gets up to with that.
Okay, so here's what I got. I got a, you have a Furminator?
No, all my cats are dead.
Okay. Mine are fine. And I have a Furminator, which is like for the now. Best. Maybe I'll say.
Not a threat. I'm just saying like.
Okay, here's a question
really,
about.
It sneaks up on you.
Here's a question for you, Tanner. Can I ask you this question? You're showing me the doll. The Jackie's holding the crushers. I'm asking you something.
Yeah.
When you're combing a doll's hair, you're playing with a doll. Am I pretending to be a hairdresser?
I think you're God.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I'm like, if I'm a hairdresser, it's like, why are you 20 feet taller than I am?
Look, it's everyone's favorite way to ride a skateboard. Both feet forward.
Okay, that's interesting.
Karen's riding the skateboard.
I think, here's what I think we should do, Tanner. I want to try to get some order to this. I think either I can play with the doll and you can watch, or we can try to play with our dolls together in some way.
Or I think maybe we should try a little bit of to play with the dolls together.
Okay.
If possible, and I'm not sure it is possible.
Well, here's what I did.
This bat does not seem like it's regulation size.
Oh, so Christy's baseball bat is like the size. It's like the length of from her elbow to her wrist, which is not. That's not going to hit
ball.
Any baseball. It looks like it could be a hot dog. Okay, here's what I also have, just in case we need it, Tanner. I brought from my study, LeVar Arrington.
Oh,
just in case we need to play with more characters.
I should prep then too. One second. I'll need a moment.
Okay. Do you want to see what
else
I have?
Be prepared. No, not yet. Pause for a moment. Okay,
now we're playing with the dolls. For real. Now we're playing with the dolls. So you brought some extra friends, right?
So
you brought some friends.
I prepare more dolls just in case.
Okay, who do you have?
So you've got LeVar Arrington.
Can I say can I just say all the guys I have?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got LeVar Arrington. He played for the Washington Redskins, number 56, on the defense in the early aughts. And he's a true Redskin, and he's fucking awesome. And he ended Troy Aikman's career. So I've got LeVar, and he's about half the size of Stacy. Then I've got this guy. What's his name? It's like a.
No, I don't remember.
It's a Green Lantern. It's like a.
It's a
fox.
Chipmunk Green Lantern.
Chipmunk. It's a chipmunk type of Green Lantern that you gave me.
Yeah.
Here's who else I have. Skeletor.
He seems small.
It's a really small Skeletor.
Hold it up to Charlotte or.
Here's Skeletor with Stacy.
Okay.
He doesn't even come up to her butt, does he?
No.
But it's still Skeletor. And then I've got. Got two other guys. I got the policeman from Postman Pat.
Okay.
Which is a British TV show. And then I've got...
The frog that we pass back and forth.
And I think
I was recently wondering about the status of the frog.
I found it. It was in the child's toy box. But so this is a frogging.
He's from Bucky O'Hare. And
he's from Bucky O'Hare. And we've all been frogged. But that's who I have, just in case we need other characters in our little drama.
Can I tell you
Say who you have. Basketball man. Very tall.
Marc Gasol.
Oh, that's so he and LeVar might get along. They might have something to talk about.
Yeah, Marc Gasol, number 33 for the Grizzlies, but he's now a Toronto Raptor.
Hey, Marc Gasol, I'm LeVar. I'm like long retired, but I was, as you probably know, as a sports fan, I was like one of the great Redskins.
Oh, and I'm Marc Gasol. I am from Spain.
Okay. This feels fun. We're building up to playing with the BSC dolls. Okay, now you've got Waluigi.
Jenkins, don't eat the cardboard of the dolls.
And I think maybe Waluigi and Jackie could be friends because they're both sort of similar size. Chaos.
Yeah. Okay. That seems good. Yeah. I think that, tell me about this. Do you think that Charlotte and the policeman from Postman Pat could be friends?
I think so.
Okay. So there's a stormtrooper who's about the size of Stacy.
This is
small
the
stormtrooper storm
that
trooper.
Our friend Kensuke won for me in a vending
machine in Tokyo.
Claw machine.
Cool.
In Tokyo.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay.
Okay. He's shooting Dawn.
He's shooting Dawn. Yeah.
So that's who I'm dealing with. And,
okay. So let's
and
start.
The dolls, obviously. That
so now, fun. As promised, we're going to play with these fucking dolls. And we'll start with a scenario that I'm God.
Yep.
Okay, Claudia, I'm going to comb your hair with this Furminator. And I'm combing. Can you see I'm combing her lustrous hair?
Yeah, how is
this
it?
Cat toy? It's actually really nice and soothing.
Are you getting the knots out?
Yeah, I'm getting. She has like a lot of knots in her hair. Right. And I'm like, oh no, what are these split ends?
Right.
That's God.
Oh no,
talking.
You're actually concerned?
No, that was God, because I don't know what split ends is.
Right.
I'm pulling some of her hair out with this Furminator. Sorry, my precious creation.
And Remco.
And Remco. And the value of this doll. I am extracting some of your hairs with this Furminator.
And I guess for my part, I'm going to have.
Oh,
Marc
Paul
Gasol.
Marc Gasol has arrived at the hairdressing salon.
He's driving hard to the hoop.
Okay.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
So I think he's like 7 foot.
Yeah.
And Christy's known for being pretty short.
Yeah.
So she's defending him, but he's driving hard to the hoop.
She's going to draw the foul, though.
He's going to go for a big dunk. Well, don't get ahead of me.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
And she's going to put her hands to her side, and as Marc Gasol is driving in,
she falls
right
back.
He charges her.
Yeah.
And she just collapses.
Yeah. Okay.
And he goes up for the dunk, but he hears a whistle before the dunk, before the basket's made.
Yeah.
And it's a foul for charging.
And it's a technical.
And it's a technical because it seemed aggressive.
Yeah. Okay. And now Christy gets two free throws.
And she gets two free throws, which she's going to do with a baseball because that's all we have for accessories. And here's shot number one. It made it.
Fucking swish.
Here's shot number two. Made it.
Made it. Okay.
And she actually gets a third shot here because it's a technical.
Okay. LeVar Arrington.
She made all three.
And Skeletor have arrived in my hairdressing salon.
Look at fucking Chrissy's glasses. They look so cool.
They look so rad, but she doesn't look like what? That Chrissy doesn't wear glasses.
I know, but they look cool as hell. Oh, maybe they're... Oh! I think they're Karen's pink glasses.
Oh, yeah. Karen has two pairs of glasses. One for home and one for school. Those
they're
are Karen's
pink
that
glasses.
That makes so much more sense. Christy looked like an old lady. Like a
they're
dope
Karen's
ass.
Glasses.
She looked like a middle-aged lady who's like a poker champ.
They're Karen's glasses, of course.
I haven't played with Stacy yet.
God, I'm sure the instructions.
You want to have a goodbye party for Stacy with these dolls?
Oh, weirdly, look at this. This is the sheet for Karen and Christy.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't have the glasses.
The sunglasses aren't even fucking on there.
So that's not your fault. Okay, there are some instructions. There are some instructions on this packaging. And I think you got it too. It says, have fun. Be yourself. Be a friend. So I think that's if you're... So
I think that's dangerous advice.
Because I was being God in our... Play when we
I do
playing.
Not think they want me to be myself right now.
Really?
I don't think that's going to lead to any kind of.
It says, have fun, be yourself, be a friend. So they want us to be ourselves. And I think we were like hiding. Okay. What? Jackie's doing it. Be careful with Jackie Wadowski, honestly, doing a fucking skateboarding on your microphone stand. That's going to end in tears. I did a flip. He seems fine. Everything seems fine. Princess, please don't stand on the cardboard. Here's... No, Molly, darling. No, Molly.
Honey, this is my special baby.
Wow, Luigi.
Hello, Luigi. It's me, Don. Do you go to school here?
I'm a gonna ween.
Oh. It'd be so weird if I had my first kiss with Waluigi.
It's a me, Waluigi. The only openly gay character in the Mario universe.
Oh.
Oh.
They did, and they are kissing. Okay. Hey, it's my goodbye party.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Stacey.
Don, Waluigi, you're my best friends.
What about me?
Christy.
Karen.
Yes, and you as well, and Skeletor.
Halt, Skeletor. I'm going to shoot you.
Fuck. It's a stormtrooper.
I'm notoriously bad at shooting. Oh, you dodged every bullet.
You missed me, but you have hit my friend Stacy at her own going away party.
Good.
I guess it really is. Goodbye, Stacy. Goodbye.
I'm glad she's dead, too.
Okay,
that's Karen.
And here's...
I'm also glad she's dead. There's a Frisbee stuck to my hair.
And it's Christy. Okay.
And I'm going to eat this hot dog now.
And Charlotte is inconsolable.
Yeah. I'll take care of you.
Dawn? Fuck no.
I'm here too.
Okay, Jackie Radowski.
Watch me do a kickflip. She's grinding.
Oh, I never put Jenny's shoes on. Should we put Jenny's shoes
Frisbee. On? Frisbee. And there's a kite for some reason.
Who flies a kite? Jackie?
Marc Gasol does.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to put...
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
Who's your favorite toy to play with so far?
Without a fucking question, it's Claudia.
Okay, because of the hair?
You can comb her hair. You can take her Jamiroquai hat off. You can put her Jamiroquai hat...
You can comb her hair. You can take her anywhere.
Okay, I'm putting Jenny's shoes on.
Life's fantastic.
Oh, these... Okay, they do fit. Look.
Their shoes come off?
Oh. I'm going to put...
Oh, gross. Their shoes come off and they have socks on.
Ugh. Those are real socks? Ah!
Oh, the socks come off!
Okay, could I take Stacy's boots off?
If you want to, pervert.
Okay, so Stacy's wearing her boots with no socks. These are like leather boots.
But
I think that's not.
Let me text Jamie.
Ask Jamie. Leather fucking boots. Let's see if Claudia's wearing them this way. She's got the same boots. Do you think I could put Stacy's boots on Claudia? That would be pretty fucking wild, huh?
Jesus, I can't even find fucking Jamie in my goddamn recent messages because everyone keeps fucking texting me.
Because everyone cares about you.
Can you pop in for a moment?
Ah, what the fuck is this? What is this? Oh, it's Claudia's paintbrush. I'm going to put her paintbrush in her hand. Here's a problem. She can't really hold it.
Oh, here's Jamie. Oh. Do you want to ask her about the boot thing?
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious to see how she deals with all the dolls that we're playing with. I'm curious to see how she interacts with them.
Okay.
But you can ask her your question first.
Okay. And we can play together.
Is this being recorded?
Yeah, yeah.
The video.
Yeah.
You look great, Jamie.
You've got a candle burning.
You're like camera ready already. You're already camera ready.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's my question. Look at these.
Uh-huh.
So they both have the same boots. This is Claudia, and this is Stacy,
mm-hmm.
And they're wearing the same fucking boots. I think it's like leather, like high, like I guess it's cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take this off.
Okay.
I hope this isn't untoward. Look, she doesn't have any fucking socks on. Is that okay to wear leather boots with no socks on?
This one seems to only have socks.
Yeah, so Christy is wearing socks because Tanner already took her shoes off.
Oh.
But my girls...
Well, Christy's thing is like knee socks or something with her sneakers, right? What is going on here?
But could you wear big old leather boots without any socks or stockings?
I feel like these dolls are not meant to be taken literally.
But Christy is wearing socks.
Did you check to see if they have underwear on?
No, I'm not a fucking weirdo. I have not. This okay. Tanner has checked, and they don't.
Dawn is not wearing underwear. Okay.
Christy's not either. Is Marc Gasol?
His pants are stuck.
We'll never know.
Also, here's my second question.
Oh, wait. Okay. Is Claudia wearing a bra? Oh. I think these dolls might not be canon. Sorry that I'm making
her shirt. You're making me do it. I guess, like, if we're gonna check this stuff, I'm glad to have you as a guide rather than Tanner. Claudia is not, as far as I know, is not wearing a bra. She has her shirt is weirdly taped to her pants in this odd way, but she's not. Here's my question: how do we play with these dolls? Because I was combing their hair with a cat comb. Uh-huh. Like a Furminator. Does that feel good?
Yeah.
And then while I'm doing it, am I supposed to pretend to be their friend or a hairdresser or God?
So there, if I remember from my doll playing days, there are sort of two ways. When I played with dolls, this kind of dolls, when I was a kid, I don't...
I just want to quickly interject. Dawn and Waluigi have already kissed.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that you can do with your dolls, Tanner is right, is make them kiss.
Okay.
But when I played with dolls, I wasn't really a character because it's like the size differential is too weird. So it would be more like enacting scenarios.
Okay. So that's what we've been doing.
So you're God.
Christy did free throws, and I'm God combing Claudia's hair. And we did a goodbye for Stacy. Okay, and now Jamie is making Dawn and Christy kiss, which is not canon. Okay, and then what? What do you do?
I love sports. Me gusta deportes. Well, the size is also off on them. We know Marc Gasol, compared to his brother Pau Gasol, has like a really proportionate head. But
do
when
you explain to Baby Nation that the Marc Gasol doll is actually your doll.
Oh, did Jack not believe you that Marc Gasol is mine?
I don't think I told you.
Oh yeah, Marc Gasol and Waluigi are both mine.
Okay.
Because I love them.
That's really nice.
Tanner doesn't like that I'm just here playing.
Oh
with
no,
dolls now.
LeVar Arrington and Stacy got married while we were talking.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, both of Tanner's dolls have socks.
Did
you guys know that Waluigi is a big fan of the Crushers? Wow, Crushers.
Okay.
Tanner's not enjoying this anymore.
Tanner brought you in. I'm enjoying it.
Tanner's lined all of the dolls up like they're on a Viking funeral pyre.
Are you guys done with your podcast?
Tanner wants to know if I'm done.
I don't know.
This ball is such a choking hazard.
Yeah, well, see, that Tanner and I had a discussion about that. Here's what I think. I think Miles would just swallow that.
What if it went down the lungs?
I mean, you know, it's not ideal, but like I would be more worried about a ball that was exactly twice the size of that ball.
I'd be more worried
that
about
baseball
this little
bat?
Pink bat going up his
yeah,
nose.
That's
straight up the nose.
That'll fuck you up.
These are a hazard.
Yeah.
I put a hot dog in a shoe. That was very satisfying. I'm going to go.
Jamie, it's been a delight. Fun. Thank you for playing with dolls with me.
Likewise.
And we're doing, you think, feel like we're doing the right thing? We're playing with them accurately?
Yes. Yes, you make them do things, especially things that are outside of their narrow narrative constraints,
okay.
Like marrying football players and kissing Spanish basketball players.
That's great.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Waluigi cheers for the Crushers. That's how you do
okay.
it.
Okay, I like it.
Did you have like action figures when you were a kid?
Yeah, I would set them up in elaborate war scenarios.
And then did you play the wars or was it more a staging thing?
The staging was really the key. And then when it came time to play the wars... Like, you would do it, but kind of half-heartedly, because it was really all about being like, oh, like, we're going to have, like, 10 Cobra Vipers set up here on this hill so they have leverage over the, you know, whatever, fucking Storm Shadow. But then when it cool. came time to fight, because it's like, because they're not animate, it's not as fun.
Yeah. I think Tanner has just stripped the dolls of all choking hazards. Is that what just happened? So now they're safe. I don't really want him to play with them anyway.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's 2020, so. Boys are out here.
They're creepy. Christy's hairline is upsetting.
Can I?
Hi, Jamie.
Tanner's mad. Goodbye. I don't get to see. I just realized what it is. I don't get to talk to anyone ever.
Oh, it's very nice to speak to you.
I just see Tanner and the baby, and that's it.
I can't hear you.
Goodbye.
Tanner's literally pulling her away.
What did he say?
He said he doesn't like Spanish.
I didn't say that. I swear to God, I didn't say that.
He He says, I swear to God, I said that.
What if I just stay for the rest of the podcast? I haven't seen anyone, Tanner.
So, I've come back to chaos because there's a hot dog in a shoe.
Yeah.
Well, and now it's gone. And now the boy's going to find that tomorrow. And he's going to eat it.
My Stacy.
Here's what I've done.
Do I have to leave?
I would go.
What
I've done is I've stripped my four dolls of all choking hazards. So they're all barefoot now.
Okay.
And my plan is to hand them over, to forfeit them to the boy tomorrow.
Okay. To do with as he pleases. He's going to bite them. You're aware of that, right?
I don't care what he does with them. They're his now.
Okay. I'm going to give mine to my child as well. And I have not stripped them.
It of all?
No. Cyril's got to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all got to learn the hard way.
Little Bertram.
Little Bertram. So are we going to do any doll play before we end tonight or?
Yeah. Well, we did a little bit. We've only got about five more minutes, so we can do. Okay. Let's do a scenario here. Let's have all our dolls play together, Tanner.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got Christy and Dawn here. Maybe it's a Babysitter's Club meeting.
Hey, so Christy can fucking call it.
Yeah, she'll start.
Okay, that's great. We've got all four main babysitters.
Call to order. Call to order.
Oh, Christy. This is Claudia. Oh, Christy, you're always so fucking draconian with the time of the meeting.
I don't think that Claudia would hand out snacks.
Oh.
But I've got the fucking hot dogs.
Don't tell me how to play. Okay. Oh, Christy, I see you brought hot dogs. That's what I like. I'm a snack fiend. That's what Claudia says.
I can't eat this. I'm Dawn. I Patooey.
Okay. Hey, it's me, Stacy. I just showed up to tell you that I'm not invested in the club really anymore.
That's okay. None of us like you anyway.
Okay.
We're actually here to talk about the passing of our friend Marianne.
Yes. Yeah.
As you've all noted, she's not here this evening.
Wait, where's Paul Gasol's brother, Mark?
Well, you've beaten me to the punch once again, Claudia, because we have found a replacement for Marianne, who did pass away.
Okay. What?
Yeah. And it's Mark Gasol from when he was a Memphis Grizzly 3 years ago.
Oh, well, I brought a candidate.
Hola, it's me, Marc Gasol. I am from Spain.
Wait a second. Don't we get a vote? That's me, Stacy. Don't we get a vote?
I don't.
Because I actually brought my best friend, who is one of Robert Brewdoggy Brewster's teammates on the basketball team, and it's Skeletor. And I thought he would be a great
Skeletor's
replacement.
On the basketball team?
Yeah, for Marianne. He loves kids.
But Marc Gasol is an NBA player.
But wait, sorry if I
and he has kids.
Sorry if I sound obtuse, Christy, but are we trying to find the best possible fucking basketball player or the best possible babysitter?
I think ideally both.
Okay, well, I think Skeletor, he's literally has ruled over large parts of Eternia.
Marc Gasol has ruled over large parts of the rim.
Okay.
With his massive dunks. Oh, gross. Oh.
What happened?
I don't know if this is true of yours, too, but I accidentally just moved Dawn's knee, and it clicks.
No, my one, Stacy's knees are fine.
Oh, it clicks into, like, positions. Do you see that?
Yeah, that's weird. My one doesn't do that.
Neither of them? Why does Dawn's? Why does Dawn's click?
Okay, should we have a vote?
No, there's two other members.
Okay. Two other possibilities?
Oh, shit.
What?
Well, I dropped the stormtrooper.
Who's making the case for the stormtrooper to replace Marianne, our dear departed?
Me, Dawn.
Okay.
Here's what I like about stormtroopers.
Yeah.
They're all vegan.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I think that's true.
Okay.
Because they all like are based on the same clone pattern from Kamino.
Okay.
Based on Jango Fett.
Okay, and what makes them good babysitters?
They have a hard time hitting their target with their blasters. So if they do shoot at your children, chances are they'll miss.
Okay.
And what about, do you have any other candidates?
Actually, sorry, I'm on a babysitting gig. It's me, Stacy, and I brought Charlotte and Jenny Prezioso. Do you see them?
Charlotte Johansson.
Charlotte Johansson and Jenny Prezioso, and they've nominated someone.
Okay.
Sorry, we're late. God was combing our hair.
And actually, it's me,
Jack Urodowski and Karen Brewer too, and we nominate the stormtrooper because we don't want to get shot.
Okay, well, I have what I think.
That's four yays.
Well,
for
let me tell you who I'm nominating, and I think I have a compromise. And I'm Jenny Prezioso. It's the Storm Toad Trooper from Bucky O'Hare.
Oh, from Bucky O'Hare.
And it's a frog.
Fuck. And he's the frog. And toads and frogs are actually different.
And it's the same. Wait, is the frog that we, you and I have been playing Wandering Frog People with for 3 years Toad?
No, I think it's a frog.
It's called Storm Toad Trooper.
Well, that's something. That's some shit you made.
No, it's some shit I looked up on the internet. Let's croak some let's croak some toad is the rallying cry of Bucky O'Hare and his crew of righteous indignation. And man, do they ever take it to those icky toads. However, the most excellent Bucky O'Hare line by Boss Fight Studio has not been able to do any toad croaking because it lacked said toads. Until now. Yes, dudes, Bucky, Jenny, and Deadeye now have some awesome toads to fight, and these little slime balls might just be the best of the line so far. That's right. It is the Storm Toad Trooper. That's what I have.
Shit, dude. So does that... Have we invalidated 3 years of...
For us.
...frogging?
Yeah. We haven't been playing. I mean, we have been playing, but we haven't been winning or losing.
We've completely invalidated 3 years of that shit.
It's hugely troubling. So who do we... Let's vote.
Okay. All in favor of Marc Gasol. Raise your hands in a Nazi salute.
Okay. My Jenny Prezioso is raising, and Christy is also raising. Okay, so that's two for Marc Gasol.
Okay, all in favor of Washington Redskins wide receiver.
Not wide receiver. No, it's not a wide receiver.
Art Monk.
He's a linebacker. No, it's not Art Monk.
And
it's LeVar Arrington.
Jackie raises his hand in.
Jackie raises his hand for Washington Redskins linebacker LeVar Arrington.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor of Bucky O'Hare, Toad Stormtrooper. No, Don. Don fucking jumped into the screen for that.
She's confident.
All in favor of part-time ruler of Eternia Skeletor. Waluigi is voted. Okay, is that everybody?
Look at Waluigi's.
So wait, who do we have? Who's got two votes?
Stacked. Look at him. He's stacked.
He looks good. We voted for Marc Gasol.
Well, Karen hasn't voted yet because there's one more.
Oh, who's left to vote for?
Oh,
the Stormtrooper. Oh, wait, no, you know what? I don't think either of my girls have voted. Both Stacy and Claude and Jenny are going to vote for the Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper?
Yeah.
Oh, and welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Star Wars Stormtrooper.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're in the club now, and our first job is going to be...
kiss everyone.
Everybody kiss. Okay. Mwah. Kissing. Everybody's Mwah. Kissing. Everybody's kissing.
Mwah.
Okay. This was Mwah. Fun.
And then...
Mwah. Thank you, Stormtrooper. Stormtrooper is doing a big kiss for me. And it's past time that we left, isn't it?
Yeah. I could do this all
yeah.
night.
This is really fun. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, for bearing with me.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank the... doll babies for bearing with us.
Mm-hmm.
We will be drowning these dolls. I hope you do the same if you've been playing along at home. Yep. I'm also going to be giving these dolls to my child to play with.
I strip them of any choking hazards. I'm going to teach them how to make them kiss.
Okay, that seems good.
Because I think that's just what you do.
That's what
dolls.
You do with dolls. Jamie ratified it. What I would like to ask for of everyone is that they subscribe to our Patreon. It is a whole new show about the little sister books, and we sing the descriptions, and it is at patreon.com/bscc podcast. It is a great way to support our work and keep us doing this important work that we're doing,
which is more important now
than
ever.
not
for any reason made evidence in this episode, but because we are both semi to non-employed men.
Yep. But we got our dolls.
Playing with dolls.
I would love for you to rate and review our show on iTunes and to join the Baby Nation Facebook group over on Facebook. It is a great place where good people have a fun time, and you must join.
It's Miles' birthday in 2 days.
Okay. That's nothing
to
me.
I'm just going
to
tell him that these
tell
are...
Tell him it's his birthday presents.
This is his birthday
That's
present.
That's perfect.
In the meantime, I would like to tell you that this week we played with Babysitter's Club dolls, and I only realized at the end that we forgot to get Marianne.
Now, Christy's dolls, Christy's knees also click.
Okay.
Are you sure neither of your girls' knees
I haven't
click?
Been pushing their knees that hard.
Really hit them. Stacey. Really hit them.
Oh, fuck. Ah, oh, that's so weird. I just thought Claudia was posed in this jaunty fashion, but her knees do click. Oh, they click all the way back. Ugh. Oh, and you can hyperextend them. Ah, I hyperextended her. Look, look, look. I hyperextended her.
The children's knees do not click.
Oh, no. Okay, so can I do this? This is perfect, actually. Ready? Tanner, this is a reenactment of the real thing.
Hey, I'm Troy Aikman, the Cowboys quarterback. I'm the famed Cowboys quarterback, and I don't know it yet, but it's going to be my last game. Anyway, I'm going back to pass. Who's this? Oh, it's fucking linebacker LeVar Arrington. Oh, no.
His knee.
I hyperextended my knee so badly, and it clicked.
You should have asked Jamie about Troy Aikman.
That's the end of my NFL career as a
Jamie,
Cowboys quarterback.
Come in and tell your Troy Aikman.
And now I'm a commentator.
Do you not want to? Because Jack's talking about Troy Aikman.
Hello, Jamie. It's nice to see you again.
Hello.
Hello.
So, when I was a sophomore in college, I was on College Jeopardy.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, it gets better. Mm-hmm. And this is going to sound like an excuse, but it's true. I had a really hard time with the buzzer timing, so I had a really hard time getting in to even try to answer questions.
Okay.
It's like it's a thing. Like when if
no people practice it,
like yeah, because it's weird. And so I was not able to get in very often. But I don't even remember what the clue was. But there was one time where I buzzed and I actually got in, and I wasn't sure why I felt like I knew the answer, but it just sort of like I knew what it was, and I buzzed in, and Alex Trebek called on me, and I said Troy Aikman.
Oh no. Because it's like Clay?
Yeah. No, I think this was before Clay Aikman. I think I just got it wrong. This would have been this was in the fall of 2001.
Okay, and Troy Aikman is one of the most famous men in the world.
Well, that's a stretch. Maybe one of the most famous football players.
Not after LeVar Arrington ended his career.
Who?
LeVar Arrington.
A yard and a half away. Harrison motion on third and goal. Aikman rolling. Looking and throws it away and takes a big hit from LeVar Arrington. Marco Coleman chased him and Arrington gave him a big shot.
Anyway, that's the story that Tanner wanted me to tell.
I'm sorry. Did
he wanted me to suffer?
Did Alex give you the point?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's good. Do you want to do the outro with me?
Oh yeah.
This week we played with some dolls, didn't we, Jamie?
Yes, we did.
Next week, you and I are going to be walking out into the fields where birds will be taking our bodies and our souls.
I look forward to it.
What kind of birds are you going to have?
Do you think I'm... Tanner, we are. Let me do this. Get out of here. I'm the new co-host. Jack said next week, Jack and I are going to go lie in a field of birds.
Tanner's doing the wrap it up. Don't listen to him.
I would like to be eaten by a secretary bird.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Do you know what they do?
No.
They have giant legs and they stomp on snakes to kill them. Ugh. And that's how I'll go out.
Okay.
What about you?
It's going to be a grackle. They hang out outside the HEB parking lot, which is probably where I will be lying. All that remains for me to say is that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
And I've been Jamie Greenring.
Claudia Dahl is not wearing a bra now. And the way she talks...
You would think that tiny socks and shoes and hot dogs had just been invented.
Good night. Bye, Tanner. Bye. You're not in this podcast anymore. Yeah, you're furloughed.
Baby.
Okay, let's count and then let's play with some dolls.
I'm gonna light a candle in here just to kind of set the mood.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.